When looking for a new home, many people consider things like the safety of the area, the nearness to public transportation, or the quality of the neighborhood school. Some other people, survivalists, for example, may pick a home that can protect them against nuclear explosions, terrorist attacks, or a breakdown in law and order. A survivalist is a person who believes that government and society will soon fail completely. They store food and water, weapons, and power sources to survive when that happens. These people might want to live in a special condominium or condo in the United States. Two reporters for VOA News recently visited a facility near the town of Concordia, Kansas. In that town, costly condos have been built inside a missile silo that is no longer used. In the wilderness of northern Kansas, you can find heavily armed guards, armored vehicles, high-resolution cameras, and gun stations. If you think this is a military center, think again. This was once an Atlas Intercontinental Ballistic Missile Silo. The silo was part of the U.S. defense system during the Cold War. Developer Larry Hall bought the silo after it was decommissioned in 1965. He has turned it into a world of comfortable, high-class living inside.
What we've got here is an Atlas F missile silo that, in terms of capability, is pretty amazing. It would cost $120 million to reproduce what we start with.
The center has 14 levels connected by an elevator. It has a 25-meter-long swimming pool, a high-end movie theater, and a rock climbing wall. The center is meant to work if the grid goes down, meaning if the power systems or grids in the U.S. are unable to supply people with power. The silo has very carefully planned water and power sources in the form of generators, batteries, and wind turbines.
If we lost the grid connection, we've got a primary generator, a secondary generator, we have our own wind turbine, and we have a battery bank.
The 14 units are designed so people can live here for 5 years without any contact with the outside world. One whole level is used for storing powdered food. There are also farms that do not require sunlight. These guarantee that residents have a lasting supply of fresh vegetables and fish. You can even pick your view out the window. The electronic windows in the facility cost $15,000 each. They help to reduce any unease about living underground for a long period of time by supplying pictures of different seasons and different cities.
If you want, you know, spring, summer, winter, and fall in New York City, you can live in New York City. If you want to be San Francisco or any place else, we use a Red One camera, high definition format, and we record it for 24 hours.
So how much does it cost to live underground in a missile silo? A home with more than 170 square meters of floor space starts at $3 million. A place half that size costs about $1.5 million. But you have to be rich enough to make a full payment in cash. Most people living there use their condos as a vacation home. Two children named Layton and Luke are spending their summer here.
I feel like nobody else because nobody else gets to be in an underground silo and have awesome stuff like the rock wall.
It feels like sometimes like you're not even underground, like you're just in like a normal house.
The first survival condo project is completely filled. A second silo is now being built. And half of those homes have already been sold. Underground living in a missile silo may make the owners feel secure, but it is only for those who can afford it. I'm Anna Mateo.